We're up to Simon Mem Gimel in Hilchas Tefillin. We will be doing the first four Si'ifim. Sif Aleph. Osir Likanes Lebeis Akisei Kavua Lahashtin B'Tefillin Sheberosho. Gzeir Hashem Ayasa Bem Tzrochav. Relieving oneself while wearing Tefillin is absolutely Osir. Urinating is not Osir. However, to go into a Beis Kisei Kavua, a place that is used as a washroom, where one would relieve himself, is usur while he's got his tefillin on, as a gzeira that he's going to forget himself and actually relieve himself while wearing tefillin. V'im ochson biyado, what if he's not wearing them, he's just holding them in his hand, mutter lahashtun behem bebeis akise kavua, then even there it is mutter to urinate while holding the tefillin. Says the Ramah, Hagav Einu Dafka Kishamiyashtin Miyushav. That is only in a Beis Kisei Kavua where it's assumed that he is sitting. Delecha Lamekhash Lunutzotzis, where one does not have to fear that he's going to end up splashing on himself. Aval Mashtin Mu'umad, whereas if he's standing, Pshita Da'osr. Deloadef in Beis Kisei Arai, because it's not better than a Beis Kisei Arai that we're going to see a little bit later, that the Machaber mentions is Osr. Because we are afraid that he's going to splash. V'hu adin imashtu miyushav oba ofer techuach deleka nitzotzos b'beis kisei arai. The same halacha would apply in a beis kisei arai, where he is either sitting, or it is going into soft ground where it does not splash. The Mishnah Berurah adds also where it's on a slant, so that it's all going to go out and is not going to splash back. So there, even in a beis kisei arai, the halach is going to be that he can hold his tefillin. Ve'in chiluk ben keva la'arai, the difference between what we're calling kavua and temporary, linyan zeh, with regard to this halacha, elo the beis kisei kavua mistoma osa tzroch of miyushav, beis kisei arai mistoma osa mu'umad, hol ve'in nafana ligdolim. That a beis kisei arai is the place where people would stand, a beis kisei kavua is a place where people would sit. So that the halacha that the Machaber told us up until now was that in Beis Kisei Kavua, the halacha is that it is usur while wearing tefillin, because there is a gzeira that he will relieve himself, and relieving oneself is usur while wearing tefillin. In a Beis Kisei Arai, you don't have that chashash, so it's mutter. But in a Beis Kisei Arai, there's another problem, and that is that we're afraid that one will be splashing. So that if he is sitting, there is no such chashash, and he is allowed to hold his tefillin. Says the Mechaber now, O Beis Kisei Arai, Mutar Lahashtun Behem Kashem Barosho. While he's wearing them, there's no Isser. What was the Isser of wearing them in Beis Kisei Kavua? That will relieve himself. In Beis Kisei Arai, one doesn't relieve oneself, so there's no chashash. Aval Emolchsam Beyado. Here there's a Chumra. What if he holds them, though? Osser Lahashtun Behem Mu'umad. He is not to urinate while standing. Afilu im tofas olsom bebigdo, even if he is holding them in his clothing. Mipnei shetzorech l'shafshef biyodo nitzotzot shebaraglov, because if it splashes, he'll have to dry himself with his hand, and he'll have he's holding his tefillin. Elachol som barochik dal ramis, but he must remove them four amis away. Venostam l'chaveiro, and he gives them to his friend. Now, up until now, we are dealing with the first sheet in the Mechaber, and that is that there are two factors here. The first factor is wearing tefillin, where there's a chashash that he will relieve himself is usur, so that wearing tefillin in a beis kisei kavua is usur, even for the sake of urinating only, because there's a chashash will relieve himself. The second, whereas in a beis kisei arai, we don't have that chashash. The second one is not wearing tefillin, but holding tefillin. It is mutter to hold tefillin in a beis kisei kavua, but it is not mutter to wear tefillin in a beis kisei to hold tefillin in a beis kisei arai, because when he urinates standing up, which is what the norm is in a beis kisei arai, we're afraid that he's going to end up splashing and have to wipe himself with the hand that he has tefillin that he's holding the tefillin in. Midivrei Rambam nira shalsur lahashtin kashem barosho beim beis kisei kavua beim beis kisei arai v'yashlochos ledvarav. The Rambam Shita is that the chashash is not that he's going to relieve himself, but the chashash is that he's going to pass wind, in which case it doesn't make a difference whether it's a beis kisei kavua or arai. The Mishnah Berurah is choshish for the Rambam. And therefore, the halacha is that one should not be wearing his tefillin in no matter under whatever circumstances, while he is urinating, as a chashash that he may pass wind. Now, in a case where somebody is in a shas adchak, he's in a rush, he cannot remove his tefillin, he's afraid to remove his tefillin for some reason. So the Mishnah Brura says the minhag is to be machre and to remove the shel rush no matter what, and the shel yad to at least wind the ritzua around his arm that it should not be on his fingers at the time. The Magen Avraham says one may have thought that pshat in this machaber is that to walk into a beis hakiseh with tefillin is not a problem. The only problems that we're dealing with are the chashash to either relieve himself or pass wind, or in the case of splashing. But as far as taking tefillin into the washroom, it would sound like there's nothing wrong with it. Says the Magen Avraham, this is talking about when someone has to use the washroom. If he doesn't have to use the washroom, there's no reason why he should be walking in with tefillin in the first place. In other words, wearing tefillin in a washroom is usur for sure. In the case of someone who must go into the washroom and is wearing his tefillin wants to urinate, that's where we have these halachas. Sif Beis says the Machaber Beis Kisei Kavua Hainu Shiesh Bo Tzoa. It's a place where there is Tzoa, V'u'al Pnei HaSode B'lo Chafira, and it's on the field and does not have a hole where it goes. In other words, if what happens when someone relieves himself is that it goes into a hole that is beneath the ground, so the field is considered clean and does not have a halacha of a beis hakiseh altogether. The Mishnah Brura says that if it's a place that normally has tzoa, even though it's clean at the moment, it will still have a halacha of a beis hakiseh. Gimel, beis kiseh arai, hainu kagon lahashtin mayim. That's the kind of place where people don't relieve themselves, they only use it for urination. Shein adam holok b'shvilon l'beis hakiseh. V'apam hazos nasa mokam hazeh beis kiseh t'chila. And now the person is just using it for the first time, so that's considered a beis kiseh arai, where we are not choshish that he'll relieve himself. Dalit imhein b'cheiko v'chogur chaguro b'bigdo b'yodo muter bein lahashtin bein lefanos. What happens if they're wrapped up and tied around him? The halachi is that there is no iser, whether he's going to urinate or to relieve himself. In either case, the halachi is that that is mutter. So the Mishnah Brura brings the kasha that this is a stira to the first sif about putting them in your, even putting it in your beged. It said that it was usser. The Mishnah Brura says that he brings the gra that there's really a machlokis. There's really a machlokis if you're holding them in your hand, in your beged, if that's going to be mutter, and we are machmir, that holding it in one's hand inside the beged is still going to be aser. The only thing that is mutter is if it's tied to his begadim. Tied to his begadim, there it would be mutter.